weather is cooling and the holidays are upon us. It's an exciting time of year in the Peoria Unified School District. Welcome to Raymond S. Kellis High School. We're filming today's podcast live from the Media Productions Room, and I'm so thrilled to have some very special students serving as my co-hosts for today. A special thank you to Mr. Jeff Southwick, one of our phenomenal Media Productions teachers, for producing our podcast today. Before I turn the program over to Aaron and Christiana, I'd like to take an opportunity to share a few important updates. As you know, last year we received the support from our community to move forward with $180 million bond projects that will help support and maintain our facilities as well as provide school safety improvements and technology across our system. We have many bond projects underway throughout our system, and our district website has current information on all of the projects taking place at each school site. We continue to make progress on our 33rd Elementary School, which is located at 95th Avenue and Lake Pleasant Parkway. The community weighed in, and Sunset Heights Elementary School was selected as the new name. A special thank you to Andrea Isler from our Transportation Department, who suggested Sunset Heights as a new name. You can view recent photos of the building, which went vertical just last month, on our website. A huge initiative underway throughout the state is the implementation of what was previously known as the Common Core State Standards. While the work is still underway on this transition, the name for the new standards has been changed to the College and Career Ready Standards. Our teachers, alongside our dedicated curriculum specialist and support staff, have been working diligently to support this transition. A huge thank you to each of you and our curriculum and instruction department on their efforts. Without any further ado, I'll turn it over to Aaron and Christiana with some additional updates.
Hi, I'm Aaron Cohen. Recently, our district held our first patron tour of the 2013-2014 school year. Thank you to the guests who joined us at Ironwood High School and Heritage Elementary School. Our guests had a first-hand look at what a 21st century education truly looks like, and we appreciate them taking the time to join us. If you'd like to attend our spring patron tour, email publicrelations at pusdpr@pusd11.org.
Hello, I'm Christiana Fadul. The district recently hosted its second annual anti-bullying art and video contest. This year, the theme was The End of Bullying Begins with Me. Congratulations to outstanding winners, kindergarten through second grade, Juliana Guevara at Altaloma Elementary, third grade through fifth grade, Rayleigh Smith at Altaloma Elementary, sixth grade through eighth grade, Lindsay Ramos at Foothills Elementary, and ninth grade through 12th, Timothy Litwiller at Centennial High School. Timothy's entry was a video that took top honors. Let's take a look.
Almost 300,000 students are physically attacked in secondary schools each month. You may not be a bully, but when you ignore the bullying that's going on around you, you might as well be. But by getting an adult and telling them about the situation, you can put a stop to it. I may just be one kid, but the end of bullying begins with me.
Congratulations again to our students for taking a stand against bullying.
On November 2nd, hundreds of Peoria Unified and City of Peoria employees joined us for the fourth annual Pull the Bus event for Valley of the Sun United Way. It was a fantastic morning as each team flexed their muscles for a great cause and pulled one of our yellow school buses 20 feet. The big winners this year were the defending champions, the Centennial Coyotes, as well as the City of Peoria Fire Department, who had the fastest times. Also taking home awards was the DAC Attack as Best Dressed, Cochino's Cougar Crush for Best Rookie Time, and Raymond S. Kellis Cougars for Best Team Chant and Most Spirited. Cougar Clap! Congratulations to all the teams that joined us to help support critical needs in our community.
Look for us on social media by visiting us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. And you can stay connected with the news from the governing board by watching each meeting streaming live from our district website. For a recap of those meetings, sign up to receive our e-board update, a summary of each board meeting sent through an RSS feed. And finally, keep checking our district website for current news, updates, and calendar of events. And now, back to our superintendent, Dr. Santarelli.
Thank you, Aaron and Christiana. I'm proud of the many schools that chose to hold events, moments of silence, and commemorations for Veterans Day. Until next time, I'd like to leave you with a few highlights from those incredible events. Thanks for all you do to support our students, teachers, and district. A very special thank you to Raymond S. Kellis High School students who helped make this production possible. I look forward to bringing you additional updates from around the school district after the holidays.